yourself are not even sure whether it is true it was bought or donated or hired or given. No one has the fresh details about that. Presidential spokesperson.
Lani aliwazi ukuba yanikwa umongameli kumbe yathengwa. Isikhulumeli sikamongameli uMnumzana George Jaramba nguye ongakhuluma ngokugcweleyo ngodaba lolu. Sijayele ukubona inkokheli yakwamanye amazwe isebenzisa indizamtshina emhlanganweni ethiyeneyo. Akasithi yebo ithengiwe indizamtshina le. Kambe abantu bamelele ukubona umongameli ejova ibhasikile emoyeni na. Sikujayele konke lokhu.
Itineraries and movement. Would you expect the president to cycle through the skies to move from Harare to where he's supposed to be, to look for business, to market Zimbabwe, and to invite investment into this country? Do you expect the president to be cycling, or he should be flying? Let's assume that was bought. But be that as it may, what I'm saying is that no one has corrected details. But that should be the least of what bothers us. I will be much more happy to see that my president is going to fly conveniently to do what the people of Zimbabwe mandated him to do. Doesn't that impress you, if ever that was true? And all this is not a surprise, but what I can assure you is that no matter the attempts to besmirch the
president... Sikezabona abezindaba abe Al Jazeera, bebukisa idokumentari yabo bezama kungcolisa umongameli lemuli yakhe. Sikujayele konke lokho. Akusimangalisi ngitsho lakancane. Baningi abakwenzayo besenzela ukugenqula uhulumende. Ngingathaba ukubona umongameli esebenzisa indizamtshina esiyakwenza akuthunywe ngabantu beZimbabwe. Ukukhuluma kubi ngomongameli kuzakwenza ukuba athakazelelwe ngabantu abaningi kwele Zimbabwe.
What we used to call reputable media institutions like Al Jazeera targeted at the president and trying to place him onto things that he's not involved in. We have not only seen that, we have also seen much more worse before. Attempts to name call the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe as an authoritarian leader and that his system of government is anti-human rights. We have seen all that.